Blue State Blues, Biden Attacks MAGA Republicans While Democrats Fund Them. By Joel B. Polak on September 9, 2022. President Joe Biden delivered an alarming speech last Thursday attacking MAGA Republicans and describing them as enemies of the nation. Yet his party has been spending tens of millions of dollars meddling in primaries to elect them. As of July, Democrats had spent nearly $44 million on advertising campaigns across five states' Republican primaries to boost the profile of far-right candidates in California, Colorado, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Maryland, Open Secrets reported. The goal, making sure that moderate Republican candidates who might appeal to a broader electorate, including Democratic voters, cannot win their primaries, leaving voters with a choice between a Democratic candidate and a so-called extremist. Just last week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, was reported to have poured more than $3 million via his super PAC into the Republican primary for Senate in New Hampshire to damage the moderate candidate in that race. So when Biden told the nation, standing at Independence Hall, flanked by U.S. Marines, that MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic, he was perpetrating a fraud on the American people. In the weeks since that atrocious speech, which even some Democrats admitted was a grievous mistake, the White House has been trying to backtrack, claiming Biden was talking about elected officials and not ordinary voters, as previously indicated. But those leaders are elected by millions of Americans, and it does not explain why Biden's party is spending massive amounts of cash in an effort to boost candidates who might otherwise disappear, and who could now win their races. Veteran Democratic Party strategist James Carville has defended Democrats' intervention in Republican primaries. In July, he told CNN that it was perfectly fine. "I've done the same thing. I would do the same thing. I don't see any ethical or moral problem with doing this. I think most of the opposition to this is from the pontifical class mostly located on the coast. I don't see anything wrong with this. And you try to do everything you can to help your candidate or your party win an election." For Carville and Biden, it is worth spending millions of dollars on candidates whom they define as extremists if it means Democrats might be able to retain power. Or, put another way, it is worth dividing, even destroying, the country to save it. Carville is right about one thing. This is not a new strategy. It was the Democrats' strategy the moment Trump became the Republican nominee for president. Hillary Clinton not only called Trump supporters a basket of deplorables, but also delivered a speech in Reno, Nevada, in the closing months of the campaign in which she cast him as the candidate of the alt-right, claiming that the U.S. would risk a descent into fascism if the Republicans won the presidential campaign. In 2020, while the coronavirus pandemic arrived, Democrats were too busy impeaching the president to take notice. Once COVID-19 began to spread, Democrats, with a few exceptions, politicized the crisis, undermining Trump's efforts and demanding that he step aside in favor of rule by experts. And then, after the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Democrats backed violent riots throughout the country, then claimed that Trump was the cause of extremism and disorder. Partisans on both sides have intervened in each other's primaries, but never on this scale. And nothing is quite so cynical as Biden telling Americans that MAGA Republicans are a threat to this country, then spending tens of millions of dollars on helping MAGA Republicans. Americans are increasingly disillusioned with politics, finding it divisive and depressing. There's a reason for that. The people with money and power are investing both in making sure we hate each one another. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.